Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jose Ortiz. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Jimmy Rosario. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dietz. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Dietz steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosario moves to second. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rosario moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison strikes out. Dietz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Callison out. One out. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to third. Mays moves to second. Phil Regan now pitching. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosario takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Phil Regan. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Mays reaches second base with a double. Bonds scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Mays steals third. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Tompkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosario who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Giants. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallagher bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosario takes first base on ball 4. Gallagher moves to second. Jim Colburn now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields it and throws to second for the out. Gallagher moves to third. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher scores. Fuentes moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Jim Colburn. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.